Welcome to Suddenly a Podcast. I'm so glad you guys are here. And I know we said, or I said, that we will be talking about gratitude today. I made some changes. Today, you get to hear from Effie Claire, our project manager and social media guru. And I think you're going to love it. I'm excited. We're excited for her to share. And it just goes with our motto in life of Suddenly a Woman. We go through things, we have challenges, and how we come out of it, man, makes us a better woman. So I'm excited for her to share today. And I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Love you guys. See y'all next week.
Hello, everyone. My name is Effie. No, this is not your normal host. I am on the Suddenly Woman team as project manager, community management, content creator, you know, just kind of whatever's needed. And this whole episode is to tell the truth, shame the devil. I am, if I'm being honest, a tad embarrassed about how all this played out. But, you know, part of telling my story, make this a bit less embarrassing. And I hope this helps someone out and you don't do what I did. Or if you did what I did, you feel a little less alone and a little less like the only person who messes up sometimes. I want to talk about how sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. Over the last few months, I have done a lot of learning, to say the least. If you don't know anything about me, in August, I got rid of 95% of my belongings and packed what was left into a few suitcases and took a one-way flight to Los Angeles. And what even less people know is I have already come back to small town Arkansas. You know that old phrase, a failure to plan is a plan to fail? Well, that is exactly what happened. I turned 27 in August, and I had been working with the same company since I was 18. And honestly, I started as an intern even before that. Like, I interned for 2.5 years before I became an employee. So my entire adult life had been spent working for the same company, and I had never left my small town. And leaving is something I had dreamt of since I was a kid. And let's be honest, I got desperate. I thought the stars were aligning, truthfully. Over the last few years, I had to move frequently. There was a short period of time where I'd actually been at a house for like a year and like a few months. But before that, I lived somewhere for literally a few months and then I had to leave. This was during COVID and I had been furloughed during that time. And then a little bit after that, I moved and then I was in this one house for a bit, but then I moved again and I was only there for a few months and then I moved again to somewhere I thought would be a long-term solution because the person I moved in with owned their house. And so I was like, they're not going to move. Well, a few months into living with them, they're like, hey, actually, when we hit our 6-month mark, I am moving out of the state. And so I was like, okay, I keep having to move every few months. Why not make a big move? Why not finally do the big move I've wanted to do? Let me tell you why not. Because I wasn't prepared. I thought I was, but I was not. And truthfully, making this big move to another city was me trying to escape because I felt stuck. And I had felt stuck. I had been dedicated to a job for so many years, and I didn't feel truly valued anymore. I didn't see any real opportunity for major growth or promotions. I had pretty much been doing the same type of task the entire time I had been there, and honestly had just recently, in the last year or so, gone full-time. By the time I had my last day, I had been full-time for a little over a year, which is kind of crazy since I started when I was so young. I was feeling unfulfilled, even though I had given them my whole life. That feels like an exaggeration, But no, I had literally given them my whole life. Like, there was one event where the project was running so behind that me and one of my coworkers stayed at the building till 6 a.m. working and came back at, I think, 7 or 8. We only left because the person who was with me had to go take a test. And so she went and took a test. I took a nap. And we came right back up. And if that is not giving your life to a company, I do not know what is. What's interesting is this girl is my work bestie now. And when she first started on the team, we were not work besties. We did not like each other. But she was the one who stayed up there till 6 a.m. with me. And I stayed there with her. But she also, since that project, has switched departments and now has moved and left the company. And so the work besties both got out around the same time, which, you know, that's how it should be. Work besties should leave at the same time. Anyway, I'm getting a little off track. Let's talk about winning and learning. Moving to LA, I thought I had a plan. I would hear stories of people moving to big cities with nothing to their name. And I would think, yes, that's going to be me. I'm going to be one of those people who just struggles at first, but I will be a success story. I thought I was going to win. I moved wanting to pursue costume design, and my plan was to try to get on sets of all types. Like, I wasn't moving to LA thinking I'm instantly going to get on a Marvel movie. But in my mind, I was like, I could be that girl at some point. But that was not where we were right away. I was thinking I would have to take small productions. Some of it might even have to be volunteer. But I knew I had to get on sets because that is what I was going to work my way up on. I had seen the content of people talking about how if you want to do costume design or do something higher up in production, you got to work as a PA, work the room, get to know people, be a hard worker, and work your way up the ladder. And that was my plan. I was willing to start from the ground up because, I mean, that's what I've been doing at my old company. I'd been doing the small jobs, the random things. And so I was already used to that. And so I was like, great, I can do this again, especially because I saw an end goal that was more than what I was doing now. Like, I wasn't going to be doing the small jobs forever. In my mind, I was really going to work my way up. But let me tell you, that is competitive. I was in so many Facebook groups, which I am still in a few, but I was in these Facebook groups before I moved to get an idea of just how competitive the area is and like to see, is it realistic to move and try to do this? But let me tell you, without anything else on the agenda, it was not the plan. Because I was in these Facebook groups daily, sometimes several times a day, looking for people who are like, I need a PA tomorrow. And I was not messaging these people quick enough. I even messaged one girl who was like, I had someone back out. I need someone last minute tomorrow. I messaged her. It had been maybe 30 minutes, I think. And I was too late. So competitive, to say the least. Also, I moved to Los Angeles, California with that as my plan. And I had no car. Y'all, most PA positions are running errands. How did I think I was going to run errands? I don't know. I would have been better off trying to PA in New York City with no car. But moving to New York was way out of the question right now because New York rent money is ridiculous. Do I think I will pay that one day? Maybe. Because while I have never been to New York City, I still dream of moving there. I mean, even LA, I had never been to the city, which when you say it out loud, so that's kind of crazy. I just literally got on a one-way flight to a city I'd never been to. So anyway, I got desperate in LA because things were not happening and money was steadily running out. Not steadily, very quickly. Because I also did not save enough to just have all this time to figure it out. So I have been told many times by my mother that I like to live my life on my own private island. And nobody can survive on their own. No one can survive on their own private island, fully on their own forever. So I called her for help looking for a very skinny bridge off my private island. I wasn't fully ready to ask her for help, but I knew I had to. I was almost too embarrassed to ask for help. Hello, pride. The truth is, it came down to helping me pay rent, or I used some of the money I had left to buy a plane ticket back to Arkansas and start over yet again. Well, I'm back in Arkansas, which tells you I bought the plane ticket, and the amount of learning I have been doing has been uncomfortable, to say the least. I cried many times in LA, cried boarding one of my flights back. I literally was in line boarding the plane. I have my phone out to scan my boarding pass, and the guy is scanning my ticket, and I could tell he wanted to ask if I was okay, but I just kept going because I knew if someone talked to me, I really was about to just start bawling boarding this flight because I didn't want to come back. It was embarrassing. I was ashamed. I was like, why did I even board a flight to begin with? And so, yeah, I just, so many thoughts, so many emotions, really tearing myself down because I am that critically minded Virgo. And so perfection is the only way. And clearly this did not go the perfect way I thought it would. And also I have cried many times since being back in Arkansas. And something to know about me is I also have a major wall when it comes to emotions. So the fact that I've been crying is a big deal and really tells you how hard the time has been mentally. But I have had many convos since being back, many convos. And quite a few of those have been about finances. Through many convos, I realized my unhealthy relationship with money was in fact a coping mechanism. We love to find out how much of what we do is a coping mechanism. Are you ever just casually watching TikToks and someone is just listing off things and then they're like, oh yeah, do you do this and this or this and this and this? Oh, well, that's a coping mechanism for this. You know, basically they turn a TikTok into a therapy session. Yeah, that happens a little too frequently and I'm not okay with it. And that's basically what happened in the convo where I realized me avoiding my finances was in fact a coping mechanism. It was like if I ignored my finances, it wasn't another problem in my life. Growing up, I had to figure out stuff on my own from a very young age. I lost my mom when I was young. I lost my dad when I was a little bit older, but still young. And even though my dad was in my life, he wasn't fully in my life. Like, I didn't live with him. And he never really taught me anything about finances. He truly, his love language was giving. And so instead of me learning about finances, anytime I needed money or wanted money, I literally would just ask him for money and I would receive money. And so that doesn't really turn into learning very good relationship with money, to say the least. But yeah, so from a young age, I had to learn a lot on my own. But I never really learned how to deal with my finances because that was the area I chose to ignore. And I figured out how to wing it on my own and barely made it. If I didn't have my support system, I would now be on the streets of LA. There's no doubt about it. Because with my support system, I got on a plane to LA and was like, yeah, I'm going to figure it out. And I think without my support system, I still would have done the same thing. The only thing is, I would have had no one to fall back on. And I would have been kicked out of my place and I would be living on the streets. And there's no doubt about that. Being back in Arkansas, I have been learning a lot. The biggest thing is to be open with people. Trust me, as someone who has had her own private island for years, I know this isn't easy. Through all my ups and downs, I taught myself I couldn't rely on others. Because I was the only person consistent in my life. And so, believe me when I say, I know it is not easy to be open with people, but it is a necessity to survive. And I think it's okay to need help. That's it. We see so many people's highlight reel, we forget that people don't always have it together. And it is okay to need help. It is okay to not be okay, as some people love to say. Find people you can trust and ask for help. People who have your best in mind will help you figure it out and not greet you with judgment and a closed door. Sometimes you fail and learn to get redirected on the right path. Moving to LA to pursue costume design felt like my dream for the last several years, but truly at the root of it was a dream to escape my norm. Well, I have done that. I am back in Arkansas, but I am working for different people and working on my own thing. I'm working on being dedicated to myself as much as I've been dedicated to helping others. Will I stay in Arkansas is the question. No. Me coming back is a reset and a redirection. And I will leave again. I still dream of living in NYC, even though I have never been, while moving to LA was also me moving to somewhere I've never been. I've been researching cities, trying to set goals, and get a real idea of what I want. Currently, I am unsure where I will go, but I know it is not me staying in Arkansas. Me staying in Arkansas will just put me back in the feeling stuck, not really going far. I just want to see more, experience more, and live beyond small town Arkansas. Through the many convos I have had, I have opened myself to pursuing interior design. Part of my job for years has been in interior design, in event design, and I thrive in those areas. I just never felt like it was something I was allowed to pursue on my own for some reason. Currently, I don't know where I want it to go. In the meantime, I have created a blog for it. I think I want to get into commercial interiors, but I also want to figure out how to keep planning extravagant Christmas installs. That was, I would say, the biggest event every year at my old job. And that is something I already miss. Planning for months, brainstorming, and then seeing an entire room take over for Christmas Wonderland. There's really not many things that feel like that. Where I am currently, I would say I'm winning and learning. I am winning because I am healing a lot, and I wouldn't have healed if I had somehow succeeded in LA right away. But I'm also learning a lot, and I'm not done learning. I will never be done learning. I hope this episode helped some of you. And I have to say, if you hated it, please don't tell me. My overcritical mind cannot handle outside hate. But next week, our regular host will be back, Kim Brown, to talk about gift giving. So be sure to tune in next Sunday.